You're listening to the Professional Brotherhood Podcast, because when the alarm sounds, nobody cares if you're career or volunteer. Well, hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Professional Brotherhood Podcast. It's been a little while. Hi, Kara.
Hi.
How are you?
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
You know, I'm good and hot, but you know, it's fine.
Yeah. So for those
it's warm.
For those of you listening in other parts of the world, summer has officially hit New York. And it went from, 60s, 70s. I think it was in the 40s one night last week to it was 90 degrees here today. What was the temperature in central New York?
In central New York, let me tell you what, I would like to give all the up-to-date information. So
yes,
stand
please
by.
Please do.
Okay, currently it is 85.
Oh, it's cool.
But, jeez. Right, but there is a heat advisory because the humidity is like stick to your leg balls hot, I think is the technical term.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The weather people use.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really super familiar with that kind of thing, but I'm just saying that's how hot it is.
Yeah.
FYI.
Sticky. It's sticky.
Right. Yeah.
Regardless of what's going on, it's
regardless of your apparatus,
yes,
that you're correct. Walking around with.
yeah, correct, it's sticky,
right? Yeah. It's sticky,
yeah, and it's gonna get stickier because it's supposed to get warmer mm-hmm. tomorrow, and yeah, so it's all right, whatever. Summer's here, good pool weather, good beach weather, not good firefighting weather, that's for sure. so
no,
but hey, it is what it is, you know, right. Happens every year.
So,
yeah. You've been busy.
Yes.
We've been busy. I'm sure some people are wondering, well, what the hell's going on with the podcast? And, you know, you guys went from pretty much an episode every week, sometimes two episodes a week, hit number 100. And then it was like, you know, I don't really know if it was so much that. I mean, you know, it's just, I think with life getting back to normal a little bit, mm-hmm. we're getting back to normal, right? So mm-hmm. it's not, you just don't have the ability to do as much of this because we just don't have as much lockdown time, right? To sit in front of
yes.
the computer screen and do some recording. But a lot of good stuff has been going on, right?
Yes,
so for both of us, you know, I'll let you start. I mean, you were on.
Well, I was going to say, you've been teaching. You've been doing a lot of teaching.
Yeah. I've been doing a lot of teaching. We're pretty much back to full swing at the training center. And I was back up at the state preparedness training center doing more Swiftwater stuff again. And we got setting our volunteers up for success class out a couple of times. So there's a lot of cool stuff going on with that, which is exciting.
Mm-hmm.
You recorded another podcast, which aired this past Sunday with Jim Moss, Firefighter Success Podcast, which I listened to today, which was very good. So those of you that are listening, if you don't listen to Jim's podcast, this would be a great episode to start with because you will catch you'll catch Kara, and it was a good one.
Thank you. It was awesome. I always love our conversations with Jim. You know, he's always great to talk to, and it's always such a great experience when we get together with him. So that was a great experience. And I also recorded a podcast, the Firefighters Podcast from the UK. So across the pond.
I did not listen to that one yet.
They kind of dropped simultaneously, and I did not share the UK promos yet because I just didn't want to kind of bombard everybody with my voice
with
constantly.
You? Bombard
right.
everybody.
It was a little too much me. Yeah. There was a lot of me going on this week.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
And I'm not, you know, that's challenging for me as it is. So I'm going to share that. And that was a really great experience too. Very interesting. Always nice to hear about how firefighters from around the world operate and their challenges and their successes as well. So that was a great experience too. So I've done that. And as you pointed out, with things opening back up again, fitness is coming back together. So I've been teaching a little bit more. Have some more classes going on, and that's exciting for me because I've missed it so much.
Yeah.
And a lot more on like in-person drills and training as well for the fire department. And so that's been great too, because I know everybody was really hungry for that and really missing it. So that's been good.
Yeah, it's just like finally, you know. I mean, it's just. Whatever. It's just so good to like walk into a place and not have to worry about your mask and this and that and the other thing. And oh God, it's just like, I think everybody's over it. I know I'm over it, you know?
Oh yeah.
There's a few Karens out there that aren't over it yet. Sorry if your name is Karen, and you're super cool, but there's a few Karens out there that are still living the COVID, you know, nightmare. You know, enforcing mask wearing when they don't need to be and all that fun stuff. But hey,
that's crazy.
It is what it is. So yeah, lots of cool stuff going on. And so make sure you check out those other two podcasts to hear more of what Kara's got going on. And the Firefighter Success Podcast is always, you know, Jim always has good. Some always good questions, good perspective. And then after you listen to Kara's episode on 4th of July, you'll get to hear me on my episode. So, I'm going to be on the same podcast. So, actually
we're just out here dominating the airways.
And actually let me triple down on that, because Jim really, really hit it with a few of us over the last 3 weeks, because it was Jeremy from Crew First.
Yes.
And then Kara. And then finishing up the, I don't know, we'll call it a trifecta, I guess, with me. So, again, super humbling, very cool to just get on and talk and share the story and talk about, you know, how all this started and why we do it. And yeah, mm-hmm. So you did mention fitness and you did mention your stuff getting back going again, which is good. And I think that's a good segue for one of the things we're going to talk about today. You put a post up on your Instagram today regarding having a middle of the night call, what, 1, 2 a.m., something like that. I think it's so middle of the night call and still managing to get up this morning at your ridiculously early hour that you work out every day.
Zero dark 30
and right. Still getting down to the firehouse and still getting your workout in for the day. So that I don't care what anybody says, right? To do that requires a mindset, right? It requires dedication. It requires getting rid of bad habits and maybe acquiring some good habits. It is very, very easy for anybody to roll over and just hit the snooze button, especially in that situation, because look, we ain't getting any younger, right? When I was in my 20s, I could do that very easily, you know, go to three middle of the night runs, come home, go to work, go to the next job, work out, like get it all done and not even think twice about sleep. But it's not easy to do, you know? So how do you keep yourself accountable? Like what keeps you on track to say where you could have very easily just rolled over this morning and said, you know what? I'm going to get an extra hour, maybe two, who the hell knows? Freaking get up too early, but you know, I'm going to get an extra hour of sleep before I go to work instead of, you know, getting up and getting my workout done.
Yeah. It's, I have posted about this a couple of times, but, one of the kind of quotes that I follow is that you're not always going to be able to rely on motivation. So you have to start to rely on discipline.
Right.
And, there's a big difference between motivation and discipline. I mean, motivation is what gets you started. and, you know, get you going on track. And, you know, you can maybe start a fitness program or start a diet program or a new routine or whatever. And principles of behavior change is that it takes about 28 days to change a behavior. So after that 28 days, where's your motivation going to come from after that? It may wane, you know, like you said, life changes, things change, things come up. So you have to develop discipline.
Yep.
For me, you know, I work at the burn center at the hospital. So I have to be at the hospital fairly early most days, unless we're doing some evening outreach or what have you. So that's my window. That's when I can go and get to the gym and get my good workout is in the early morning. Mm-hmm. That's just what works for me. I've always been a morning workout person. And so I know that if I, you know, got up at 2 and I'm supposed to get up to go to the gym at 4:45, I get back, I have a choice, right? Like you said, I could sleep, you know, for an hour and add, you know, take that hour away. So I get 2 hours of sleep,
right,
versus getting an hour of sleep. Yeah. For me to be disciplined, I'm going to sacrifice that hour. I'm going to sacrifice that hour so that I can get that workout in. You know, that's a sacrifice of 1 hour of time. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm also a big proponent of making sure that you get sleep. And we all have those like duty shifts or those nights when you're running 2 or 3 calls and, you know, you're getting those adrenaline spikes and then you're barely getting back to sleep and that kind of thing. I'm not talking about that. You know, that's the exception. Mm-hmm. But if you're going to only sacrifice an hour, give that hour to your fitness and your health.
Sure. And it doesn't have to be an hour, right? I mean,
right. No, I mean, yeah.
But
20 minutes, whatever.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Whatever it is, something.
Yeah.
You know, and I've kind of been all over the map. All right. When I used to be, and I kind of want to get myself back there. It's just, I used to be a morning workout person. Now, not a 4 a.m. morning workout person, you know, a 5:30 a.m. workout person, which for me was still enough time to come down the basement because I'm not going anywhere, right? So to come down the basement, do my thing, have my coffee, take my shower, get to work on time, right?
Yep.
And honestly, when I was in that routine, I enjoyed that routine a lot more. And I know I did. Like, even now I realize like I kind of need to get back to that routine because when it starts off your day and it's done, like it's just done, it's out of the way. And you come home from work, you're tired, you got to do this, you got to do that, especially this time of year, you know, you got to go mow the lawn or you got to go do whatever, you know, or if you get a couple, you know, late afternoon calls or whatever it is, next thing you know, it's 8 o'clock at night and you're like, oh, do I want to go work out now? You know, no, I'd rather sit down and watch a half hour Netflix and eat some ice cream and go to sleep, you know?
Right.
But
yeah.
You know, finding something that works for you and like you said, that gets you into that habit per se, gets you past that, you know, 28 days gets you past that 28 day mark to kind of, you know, form a routine. And the other thing that I often found, you know, worked out for me was having accountability partners or accountability people in your life that didn't necessarily have to be, for everybody that's different, you know, I've found for like hardcore gym people, a lot of time their accountability person is a physical person that they like actually go to the gym with and help keep each other on track. You know, for me, an accountability person could be you know, scrolling your Instagrams, you know, she got up this morning and worked out crap, you know,
shame
you
into it.
Yeah. I guess I got to do it, but that's, you know, the power of having people to, inspire you is, it works, you know?
Right. I find so much the people that I've connected with through St. Florian Fitness is hugely motivating for me because, you know, it keeps me accountable. You know, I can't get out here and say firefighters must be fit. Firefighters must put their health and wellness, you know, first and take it seriously so that they can serve the public and take care of their brothers.
Right.
I can't say that if I'm not walking the walk.
Right. You know? Right. Yeah.
You know, so that's hugely, you know, helps me stay disciplined as well, you know? Right. And if I do have, life happens, you know, if you miss a workout, if you miss a day, whatever, you know, that's fine, but don't don't live there. Don't reside there.
Right.
You know, don't stay in that moment and say, well, now I've missed one, now I've missed two, so forget it.
Right.
You know, sometimes you can break your day down into quarters. And if you've eaten, you know, not made great food choices in the morning, that doesn't mean the rest of the day is blown. How's your afternoon right. look?
Right.
You know, did you eat well in the afternoon? Did you walk a few extra steps? Did you take the stairs? Like, take those small, you know, gains and successes to motivate yourself and not focus on the negative,
right.
you know, because yeah. we really are like our hardest critics, and we'll drag ourselves down thinking like, oh my God, you know, I had that slice of, you know, breakfast pizza, or somebody brought donuts this morning or whatever. That's fine. Like, you have the rest of the day to still make good choices and have successes.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. For sure. And, you know, and again, look, 3 days a week is better than no days a week.
Correct.
You know? I mean, mm-hmm. nobody's saying do 7 days a week of exercise. Cause me personally, I don't think that's healthy. It's not healthy for me, right? If right. I'm doing 7 days a week, like, I need rest days. Like, there's yep. days where I need to, like, and whatever it can be, you know, your rest day can be some form of movement, not necessarily exercise, right?
Right.
Not just a completely veg out if you want to maintain seven, because that's your thing, whatever it is that you're doing. But yep. But you know, me personally, I need a couple of days to be like, all right, I got nothing today. You know,
right.
It's and you can, you know, you look at your week and figure out again what works for you. You know, mm-hmm. is Friday night your typical going out with the wife, husband, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, out to dinner, date night, whatever the hell it is. All right. Well, plan your week around being off on Fridays. If you're a, you know, evening right. workout person, evening exercise right. person.
Right.
But,
or, you know, if you're a morning person and, you know, you have one day a week that's your sleeping, you know, day, that's your yeah. day to, you know, catch up, and you're not going to get up and go do your workout because that's your rest day. Maybe that's a day that, you know, that you're going to have a late shift, or, you yeah. know, that you have something going on in the evening or whatever, and you need to gain that rest. You know, it's really about striking a balance, but remaining disciplined with your goals.
Yeah,
and not letting the small things completely derail the big picture.
Yeah. Yeah. And so many people get hung up on scale goals, you know,
yes.
like instead of like meaningful goals, you know, I mean, and scale goals, unfortunately, are very meaningful to a lot of people, but, you know, try to stay away from the scale goals and have a goal of accomplishing something versus right. getting to a number on the scale. You know, like right. if you're running, you know, if you're a runner, maybe it's, you know, maybe it's completely running a 5K and never walking mm-hmm. or setting a time and accomplishing that time. Or, you know, this time of year, and thankfully we're back at it after a year's rest. You know, I love the OCR races. So, you know, maybe doing one of those events, you know,
right.
and being able to accomplish an event like that, you know, to put yourself in that, you know, in that different type of setting, maybe that's your goal, you know, instead right. of being like, you know, all right, I got to hit XYZ number on the scale. You know?
Yeah. The scale is very misleading too, because your weight can fluctuate greatly mm-hmm. even within the day based on your fluid intake, based on your food, based on a lot of factors.
Yeah.
If you are a person, and it's different for everybody, if you're a person who's just getting started and you are, you know, not a very healthy weight, and you're maybe obese, and you really, the scale can be a good place to start mm-hmm. to measure your success. But what people will find is as they continue to get more fit and get healthier and start to gain muscle mass and replace that, that with the fat loss, that will slow down, and that scale isn't going to move the way that it did in the beginning. Right. That's when people really get frustrated.
Yep.
And one of the things that I really tell my clients is like you said, look for those non-scale victories. You know, did you go up in weight, you know, in terms of what you can lift and carry?
Yeah.
Were you at your training, were you able to, you know, not breathe down your pack? Did you have a longer pack time
yeah.
When you were doing your training? That's a huge indicator of health yep. and wellness and fitness mm-hmm. for us. And you know, are you gassed like at the end of drill, or do you know you still have some more in the tank? You know, yeah, I mean, like those are all non-scale victories that really shouldn't be ignored.
Yeah.
You know, that that's a big, big deal.
Yeah. And relating to the fire service. So I'm in the middle of a SCBA class right now. And actually we just came out of the TOAC exercise, right? Mm-hmm. Task oriented air consumption, for those of you who don't speak the Northeastern lingo. But, and I've got a wide variety of students, you know, 18 years old up to, I don't know, probably a couple in their late 40s. And it's eye-opening to the kids, right? Yeah. Like, because they're coming out of that drill gassed, you know, mm-hmm. and they're like, holy crap, you know, I thought I was in good shape, you know, in quotes, you know, I thought I was in good shape. And, you know, and that's one of the things I always tell them is listen, this is something that, you know, this is a goal, right? This, mm-hmm. this is something that you can set the marker for, right? So, you know, how you did today, right? Mm-hmm. Now think about how you did today. And obviously there's other things that play into it other than just physical fitness when it comes to the SCBA, you know, how are you breathing? How are you moving?
Right.
How are you doing all that other stuff? Right. But as far as if you want to set a goal for yourself, all right, now maybe start doing a little more, you know, cardio work, maybe start doing a little mm-hmm. more functional fitness exercise and workouts and do this again in 6 months and see how you do. Combine mm-hmm. those things, you know, combine the fact of, you know, you're maybe you're walking on the treadmill or you're running or you're doing the assault bike or you're doing whatever, and you're doing some functional fitness exercise, plus you're getting more comfortable in your gear and your SCBA and you're, you know, you're becoming more familiar. All right, now do it again in 6 months and see what your time was.
Right. Right.
And that's a good goal to set.
That's an excellent goal.
Yeah.
You know, and you're going to find things, you know, especially for the firefighters that are just starting out, you're going to find things in your early training and your early classes that, you know, I mean, you don't know what you don't know.
Right.
And so you're going to find things that you're like, I didn't know I had to do that. You know, I didn't know, I didn't realize a charge line is like 138 pounds, you mm-hmm. know? So things like that. So use that as your goal setting for what you want to achieve, and then discipline yourself to work towards that goal. And even, there's no magic formula, but that's as close to a magic formula as you can get, you know, you know, find your goal, work on your goal, and use discipline to keep working on the goal.
Yeah. Even breathing, you know, I tell these kids, mm-hmm. I'm like, listen, you have to think about how you're breathing. Like, you can actually slow down your, you know, slow yourself down if you put some thought into it, you know. And I love when they look at me like I've got like seven heads, and I'm telling and I'm like, yo, trust me, I didn't get it 25 years ago either. I was like, but now I know that, you know, if I'm in a stressful situation or a heavy workload situation or whatever, and I can feel myself, you know, really starting to, that I can consciously think about it and slow that down, you know?
Right.
And I'm not doing any of that funky Wim Hof shit like you know, Aaron had me doing, you know. I should be doing that more, you know.
Right.
I should be doing that stuff more, and I'd be even better at it, you know.
Right.
But so, all right, good. I think probably a good time to move into, we talked about in the beginning as we were doing our intros and just kind of, you know, BSing about the weather and how damn hot it is. So, you know, obviously our physical fitness in weather like this is going to be key. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is hydration, right?
Yeah.
And
right. Huge.
Yeah. Huge. And look, water. I mean, I'm always drinking water. You know, it's just my, if it's not water, hey, well, you got your 39.
Oh, I got shout out to Luby.
Yep. Shout out to Luby. All right.
Here it is.
I'm actually, Lewis, I didn't intend to do this, but I am rocking my National Rescue Consultants Cup and hat on the same
shout
episode. Shout out
to everybody.
Shout out to everybody today. So, all right. Along with my burnt forehead.
Shout out to us.
Yeah, there you go. Shout out to us. But hydration, right? So again, it feels like it's one of those things that you're always talking about, and you still get people that look at you like you're crazy when you're like, right. Listen, what we do isn't normal, right?
Right.
You're not planning your week around a 24-hour shift where you mm-hmm. can maybe start hydrating the night before you go in, right? Into the next mm-hmm. day. It's 90 degrees today. It's only going to get down into the 80s tonight. And if you go out on an alarm, whatever that alarm is, you got to be hydrated. And if you're not, the chances are that you're probably not going to perform to your best ability if you can perform at all for very long.
Right. I think one of the things that people mistake so much is, and I don't know if this was like taught in the past, like in schools with like physical education and things like that, to hydrate after, but it always seems to be something that people think about in terms of a post activity, like you're right. trying to always catch up with your hydration. That's right. really not ideal for your body. Your body is mostly water.
Yeah.
And so regardless if you are a firefighter or whatever it is that you're doing, you should be hydrating throughout your day.
Sure.
You know, just because that's how you maintain optimal health, mm-hmm. Especially in heat, you know, heat situations, you know, for anybody, much less when you're putting on 65 pounds of gear, you know? So stay preventative is where we want to go with it. It's not trying to catch up afterwards.
Right.
It's staying hydrated, staying ready. It's just like everything else that we preach, you know,
yeah.
stay ready, you know, have your, be, you know, be fit before you were like, shit, I wish I was fit, you know,
yeah.
You know, have your, be geared up, have your tools when you get off the engine, you know, like, you know, that's being ready ahead of time. Don't get off and then be like, oh, I got to go back and get my mask, or, oh, you know, I really should have grabbed those wheel chocks before I got off. And, you know, like all that stuff. Mm-hmm. It's the same mindset for taking care of your body when you're going to ask your body to do a huge amount of work in a short amount of time with no preparation.
Right.
You know, hydration is something that everybody can do throughout the day. You know, it sounds like it's a pain in the butt, but it's another thing where you have to develop it as a habit. And that's another really great goal. You know, if you say, I'm going to drink 72 ounces of water a day, and just get your little water bottle or your gallon jug, or, you know, like however you want to do it.
Right.
And then just start tracking your water. And after 28 days, you're going to find that it's a habit.
Right. But that's a lot of times that's where I find that the issue is the answer you'll get back is, well, I drink all day long. Mm-hmm. No, we're not talking about caffeinated, sugary, you know, garbage drinks,
right.
like Bangs and Monsters and Red Bulls and Reigns and whatever the hell they are not
my nemesis.
Yeah. They're not what you want to be drinking. And look, I enjoy one every once in a while. All right. I do, but it's not a part of my everyday routine. It's right. That's not what I consider hydration. I know that, you know, I'm drinking water all day. Usually if I'm adding anything to it, I'm throwing liquid IV in my water. You know, mm-hmm. and that's a hydration multiplier. So that's helping me. It's not hindering me, you know, but even some of the commercialized thirst quenchers out there, you know, the Gatorades and all that stuff, you know, it's still not water. It's still not
right.
water.
Yeah. Right.
It's still not water.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Gatorade, actually, if you want to drink a post-fire drink, or, you know, your post-workout drink or whatever,
right.
and it has some electrolytes and stuff like in it, like, you know, sure, that makes sense, but
sure.
you can't catch up to the water that you didn't drink.
Right. Right. Exactly.
You know,
and what I think people don't understand, and I say this all the time, especially out at the training center, because, you know, we're required to tell them, hey, you guys, you're required to bring X amount of water to every class, you know, and I tell them, don't just bring it to class. You need to be hydrating up and, you know, throughout the day up until class, because the number one issue we have when it comes to sending students out of the fire training center with medical type issues is all caused from dehydration.
Right.
probably 95%
it affects everything else. Yeah, yeah. You know, and it can, you know, if you're dehydrated, it can cause heart arrhythmia. It can cause all kinds of, you know, other problems and other issues. And it's not really talked about enough in terms of making sure of why we, you know, everybody says, oh yeah, drink water, but it's the why that sure. that's really, really important. And, you know, for a lot of people that drink soda, they're like, oh my God, you know, I just live off of a Pepsi, you know, or whatever. One of the things that I always tell new clients too, especially when we're talking about nutrition, is, you know, you don't have to give it up, but I want you to drink, you know, 72 to 80 ounces of water first before yeah. you drink a yeah. soda, yeah. you know, because if you just try to tell people like you can't have it ever, you right. know, like, I don't know. I'm more of a moderation kind of person. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Same here. Same here.
You know, but I think that some people just get in the habit of drinking soda or other drinks as their main drink and they don't even really think about it. So if you measure like, okay, first, if I want the Pepsi, I've got to drink right. this first, then just by default, they're finding they're not drinking as much soda.
Yeah.
Because they're not as thirsty and they're not reaching for it.
Well, and yeah, and that's 100%. Look, I used to be not just my whole house, well, pre-kids, we used to be big, you know, Diet Coke drinkers. I mean, I was a huge Diet Coke drinker. Oh, you know? Yeah.
And I was like mainlining it in college.
Yeah. Yeah. And I used to love Diet Coke. And then, you know, I just slowly started drinking more water. And it eventually just got to the point where there was never soda in the house. I mean,
right.
my daughter still, you know, she's 18 years old. She never drinks soda. You know, mm-hmm. my son doesn't drink soda. Like nobody drinks soda. And right. You do call it soda in Central New York, right?
It's not. Yes, pap. We do call it soda.
Pap. Yeah, you no. Rochester Buffalo people.
Yeah, we're talking, I mean, no shade on the pop people.
Yeah, we're talking about pop for you folks up there.
Don't speak soda.
If Sean Egan's listening, Sean, we're talking about pap.
Pop.
So you know, but just started drinking more water, and the next thing you know, it just wasn't in the shopping cart anymore, wasn't in the house. And I gotta tell you, so my go-to drink for years, like at a dinner or whatever, was Captain and Diet Coke. Mm-hmm. And I was out once, and you know, like I'm such a horrible drinker that I'm the guy that gets to the bar and I drink so infrequently that when I do, I'm like, what the hell am I going to drink? You know? So we get to a bar, this is a couple of years ago, and I'm like, whatever. I'll just have a Captain and Diet Coke. I haven't had one of those in years. I was fine with the Captain part of it. The Diet Coke made me freaking sick, you know, just yeah. because I hadn't had that in my diet in so long, you know?
Right.
And, you know, you replace old habits with new habits, and hopefully the new habits are better for you than the old habits, I guess.
Right. Right. But I mean, yeah. those are small steps towards yeah. a bigger,
doesn't
a bigger
happen movement. Overnight.
Right. You know? It's a bigger movement towards your health. Right. You know, those are little easy thing that you can take control of. If you're having a hard time getting started, and I always say this over and over again, whatever, just start like right. whatever it is that you can do, start doing it.
Right. Right.
You know, that's the best way to get started is just start, just do one thing.
Yep. Yeah, I agree. So hydrate.
Yeah, right? For sure. Especially, you know, now.
Yeah, yeah.
For most of the world, you know, some of our other friends, you know, are experiencing winter, but
well, plus the fact, look, you don't, you sweat, but you do not get rid of the heat in your right. turnout gear, right? So right. even when, and that's another misconception, is like, we always talk about it this time of year, right? Because mm-hmm. it's so hot outside. But it can be the middle of winter, right?
You're still sweating.
And you're still sweating, and you know you're still losing fluid, and where it may not happen as quickly, you can still dehydrate in December.
Oh yeah, you know? For sure. Yeah. And then you know once you're sweaty, you know once you've been working a call for however long in the winter, and you're sweaty, and then your gear's wet, then you start getting cold. You know yeah. when you stop working. You're going to start to be cold, then you're going to start shivering, and your body is requiring more and more. And yep. that's when you need that level of hydration to have been at a good homeostasis before yep. you really need it. you know. Oh, and when we're cold,
stasis. Let me time stasis. Homeostasis.
Do you have your highlighter?
Go ahead.
Where's your highlighter, nerd?
I felt like I was back in ninth grade science class, homeostasis.
That's what you want your body to be in, kids. Yep. Homeostasis. That's why you need the hydration.
Do they even teach that in Common Core?
I have no idea. They should. I hope they do.
I don't know.
I hope they do. You know, that's a real thing.
Yeah.
That's a real thing. That's why, like, you know, out in places like Vegas and, you know, whatever, they have those little mobile IV doctors that go around and start you a banana bag if you had too much to drink.
Yeah, it's true.
It's a real thing.
It is a real thing. All right, what else? What was our last? I didn't write everything down. So
we were talking about motivation, discipline, hydration, and making time.
Making time. That's right.
Making time. Yeah. When stuff gets busy and it's easy to skip the training and the drills, especially, you know, summertime, everybody wants to be outside or going on vacation or whatever. It's making the time to drill and train.
Not
letting that be your sacrifice.
Right. I mean, look, everybody's there. Everybody's been there. Everybody has the same thoughts. It's about the dedication, right? It's about everything we talk about, dedication, professionalism, whatever. However, whatever little buzzword that we use that you want to lump it into, right? Sure. When it's summertime and it's beautiful outside and we're just coming out of, you know, a year long freaking deep sleep with COVID, you know, everybody can think of a million other things that they'd probably rather be doing. Right. Then maybe drilling, then maybe going to that, you know, 2 a.m. call or, you know, going to that mutual aid run or whatever the hell it may be. But, you know, what did we sign up for? You know, we didn't sign up for a, you know, fair weather when we feel like it job. Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. And the public doesn't, you know, want to hear, well, I was slow getting there, you know, whatever, because I took the summer off. I'm rusty, you know. Yeah. I mean, can you imagine saying that to somebody when you didn't make a quick knock on their house when you could have, or, you know, you couldn't get somebody out and you could have, you know, I mean, you never want to have that. You need to be accountable for what you signed up for.
Yeah.
And the public doesn't know that it's not, you know, I mean, for most places it is mandatory, you know, whether you're getting paid for it or not, you have mandatory drills that you have to make. And,
absolutely.
You know, you can't let that slide because those skills need to stay sharp. That muscle memory fades very quickly if we don't, use it, you know, if we're not training to don and doff, if we're not like little things to big things, donning and doffing, to pull in a line, you know, to opening up a roof cut, you know, whatever it is, all those skills need to be trained on because you don't know when you're going to ever need them. We don't know.
And look, you know what, and you'll hear people, you'll hear guys say, oh, well, it's so hot. It's hot out. Do we have to drill this week? Well, what are you going to do if a structure fire drops while it's hot? We're not going to go, you know, we still got to go do the job. So yeah, maybe you should be out there, you know, on the roof prop, cutting holes when it's, you know, 90 degrees out and you're sweating your ass off, and, you know, to, you know, understand how you feel, how you're going to function, you know, how you're going to operate when you're, you know, you're sweating your ass off and you're dying and you're breathing twice as fast as you normally would because it's so hot. Now, does that drill need to be 3 hours long?
Right. I was just going to kill everybody. Say,
no, right. You can.
Do you maybe need to do 10 evolutions?
Right. Sure. Maybe you can do one or two and get it done in an hour, but still, you know, and I think everybody saw a lot of that, you know, especially during the beginning parts of COVID when we weren't able to train, you know, you could see some of that rust coming out on certain calls and on certain responses because, you know, because everybody wasn't as engaged and involved as they were, or, you know, because they were forced not to be, you know?
Right, right. Yeah. When we, you know, that was just such a surreal experience, you know, because, I think it really did a disservice to the fire service to have those kind of rules put in place by the government to say, you cannot do this.
Yeah.
You know, I just think it demonstrates such a lack of understanding of the demand that is put on firefighters
and
emergency responders in general. You know, for the government to say training is not important just is a real reflection of a lack of understanding about the work that that we all do.
Yeah. Well, we could do a whole episode on government. Probably a week, you know.
Then all of a sudden, our connections deliberately. Yeah,
our listenership would freaking go in the tank because nobody. The last thing anybody wants to talk about is politics and government, me included.
Right. Right. Or Big Brother. All of a sudden, there's just the blank microphone on the screen that says technical difficulties.
Yeah,
you can't see us
anymore. Yeah.
Has anybody seen Brian and Kara in the last 3 weeks?
Yeah. For sure. For sure. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, all good stuff, all things that are obviously relevant to today and everything we talk about, you know, staying motivated or inspired, however you want to word it, accountable. Right? I like the accountable word, I think, the best. Being hydrated, you know, and paying attention to that all the time, not just during the summer months, but especially now.
Yep.
You know, and then, you know, staying dedicated to what we do and our, you know, and being engaged and being the best that you can be at, you know, the art of firefighting, you know, which is what we talk about all the time.
It all connects to each other. You know, you start with the motivation and then you develop the discipline and then the accountability is there.
Right.
You know, and you're demonstrating that for yourself. You're demonstrating that for your brothers. You're demonstrating that for your crew. And it has a ripple effect, you know, that's, you know, we talk a lot about leading from the front. That's how to do it.
Yep. Good. So one thing I want to throw out there to everybody that, and hopefully everybody will go, you know, who knows, you know, people might get enough of us and they're like, I don't want to go listen to another hour of each of those clowns. You know, I listen to them enough, you know.
Right.
But the one thing I do want to throw out there for anybody that listens to this and then jumps over to Firefighter Success and listens to our individual episodes there is it's important to know, okay, that it's important to know that Kara recorded her episode, which launched this past Sunday, right? Yeah, this past Sunday. I recorded my episode Saturday, the day before hers launched. So I didn't listen to it. I didn't have the ability to listen to it until after. Right. So I think you're going to find it very interesting how in tune a lot of what the two of us say is, which brings me to my next statement that Kara stated she has never officially been appointed a co-host of the show. So we are going to officially appoint her a co-host of the show today because we never officially said, hey, we just brought you into that role and you have done a fabulous job at it. You got absorbed. Yes.
That like was a little amoeba. Amoeba, photosynthesis.
That was the word that you used. You were absorbed into it. No, but it is true. And look, that's why this whole thing has been, you know, a lot of fun and why it just continues to go and grow. And, you know, because I think we do find ourselves talking to a lot of like-minded people that regardless of where they are in the fire service, they believe, you know, they believe in the mission, you know, they believe in the mission of, you know, promoting professionalism and everything that we talk about. And obviously that's why, you know, we have done so much together is because our mindset is very, very much alike, right?
That's right.
Probably a little bit too much alike, which is a little bit scary, but it's all good. So welcome. You are officially.
Oh, thank you.
I'm giving you
I'll be expecting my crown.
Yes, I will.
I'll give him one.
Maybe I'll have Taylor's Tins make a official co-host. A co-host. Official co-host.
Shield. Tin. I love it.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
Perfect.
All right. Anything else you want to add? Any?
No, I think we cover a lot of, you know, good and important things. And, you know, yeah. I hope everybody, you know, thinks a little bit about it. And, you know, I know that doing this podcast with you has, you know, definitely made me a better fireman. You know, I think all the people that we've spoken to and the feedback that we've gotten from the listeners, you know, I take a little bit of that with me every time. So,
yeah.
You know, it's valuable. It's good stuff.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And, you know, and we've all always got to be learning, right?
Yes.
So that's a big part of this. And, you know, I think I sound like a broken record so many times. I've said this so many times is that the reason all of this stuff is fun for me. Sure. I came up with the name. I was the one that decided to yes. just throw the platform out there and see where it goes. And that's all well and good. But if I wasn't learning something every time I fired up this Zoom or every time we talked to somebody on an episode or every time we, you know, arranged the guest, it would be boring for me, you know?
Right.
You know, because I know damn well I'm freaking not an expert on everything, you know, so, right. you know, so being able to be around other people and just learn and listen and hear their perspective from where they are in the world, it's huge, you know, so I highly encourage people to, you know, get out of your comfort zone, get out of your little bubble, wherever your bubble may be. You know, if it's right. in the Hudson Valley, get out of your Hudson Valley bubble. If it's in Central New York, get out of your little Central New York bubble, get out of your bubble and talk to people and listen and learn. And you'll be amazed at, you know, some of the things you hear. So
absolutely.
With that being said, if anybody, you know, as always, we're always looking for people to talk to. Right. So
yes.
if you'd like to come on the show, you think you have something to add to the platform to bring to the conversation, we'd love to have you. So shoot myself a message, shoot Kara a message. You know, she is officially the co-host. So shoot.
I'm putting that in my bio, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely.
Huge promotion. I feel like it's a linear raise, but it's a right. huge
Listen,
promotion.
Once you get the flag, you got to have the title. So, all right. Shoot us a message if you think of something good for us, and we're always love hearing from people and just, you know, even just sharing stories. So,
absolutely. Sarah,
thanks for another fun night.
Yes. Thank you.
All right.
Everybody stay safe. Stay hydrated.
Yes. Talk to you later.
Bye.